Now, as we come today to the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we have here the Transfiguration again. You find it in the first three Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels. And then we have something that's given to us here in a great deal of detail, that while the Transfiguration was going on top of the mountain, there was complete failure of the disciples at the foot of the mountain to cast the demon out of the boy. And then Jesus again announces his death, and the disciples dispute who shall be greatest. And then Jesus rebukes their partisan spirit and warns against hell. So this is another chapter just loaded with dynamite. These are chapters of action, as we've seen. Now let's get into this first part here, the details of the Transfiguration on the high mount. Now, Mark is customarily briefer in his account than the other evangelists. However, he gives the longest account of the Transfiguration, and that's interesting why he would emphasize it. And, of course, it is our judgment that the Transfiguration sets forth the perfect humanity of Christ, and actually, it's not given to set forth his deity. As we said, the first three Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, give it, but not John. John sets forth the deity of Christ, and he does not give the Transfiguration. Now, will you notice that in Matthew's account, we had a statement made in the last verse of the 16th chapter, and it said some standing there would not taste out till they saw the kingdom of heaven coming. And, of course, there's been all sorts of interpretations to that. There are those that even say that was the day of Pentecost and that type of thing. Actually, what our Lord had definite reference to, of course, was His Transfiguration. And I think that's made very clear, because the two men that were there, both Peter and John, they make reference to it. And you will find that Peter, in 2 Peter 1:16-18, he says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we make known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount." Now, you see, he says, we were witnesses of the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When? At the Transfiguration.